How about shootouts a little bit?
You've been doing tougher four on them right now.
Yeah, I've been successful this year. So, I mean, things are going well. Sometimes, you know, that's just the way it goes. But I seem to be able to pick a move before I shoot and stick with it. And the pucks have been going in the net.
What's your earliest shootout memory in your life?
Not a good one. I had one in Chicago where I pretty much dumped it in from center ice. So, my mom texted me last night and told me I've come a long way since then. So,
I've never seen that one on the TSN highlight reel. So
you
I
haven't?
Guess, no, I guess not.
You haven't been watching enough then, I guess.
It's been ups and downs all season. How much better is it to be in this room when, you know, things are going the right way?
Yeah, I mean, it's winning cures a lot of things. So I think it's a lot more fun to play and as a group, you know, having success and you're able to build off that. I think it's just a lot more fun to come to the rink every day. So you try to maintain that, and you know, we got another big game tomorrow night and we're trying to still get back into the playoff mix here. So you know, we'll try to keep doing the same thing.
In games that haven't really gone your way this year, you've said after that, you know, maybe you haven't been able to rise up to the occasion, the energy level hasn't been there facing adversity. Last night you guys did that. What was the key to overcoming, you know, that adversity after the first and eventually coming back to win?
Yeah, I think we just stuck to our game plan. You know, we didn't get away from what was making us successful even in the first, you know, 15 minutes of the first period. You know, we controlled the play. We did a lot of good things. We were out shooting them, out playing them, playing a lot in their end. So I think when you see that as a group, you know, you realize that if you're doing the right things, you're going to have the opportunities to play in their end and get some scoring opportunities. So I think it makes it a lot easier to really stay even keel and keep going.
A little while back when things weren't going as well, you said that you needed to get your game in order first and then, you know, worry about the group. Obviously, the last four games, you've had your game. I think you've got 6 points in the last four games. So what's been the difference for you?
Yeah, I think I've done a better job of winning little battles and skating. I think my game really starts with skating, and when I'm skating, I'm on the puck, I'm in the battles and doing those little things that I think make me successful. So, you know, and sometimes things just start going the right way. So hopefully I can keep it going. I need to, you know, I think I need to be one of the driving forces of this group and in playing well each and every night, and I'll try to do that.
It's easy to say you want to do it, but it's a different thing to make it happen. And last night in particular, it just jumped out that you looked like you just made up your mind you were going to make a difference. How does it feel when your game is at that level?
It's good. You know, I think, you know, there's times, I guess, where you're just feeling it and you have that extra jump and extra jam in your game. You know, I think there's a lot of guys that had that last night. I just ended up being the guy that scored that goal. So, you know, I think one of those things that becomes contagious within teammates when you're playing that way. You know, everyone wants to jump on board and you can be a part of it.
What about the shootout? As much as Andre keeps talking about how he hates it, you seem to be pretty comfortable with it. Have you found a hot streak there, or is it streaky shootouts, or how do you feel about it?
I don't know. I guess I found a comfort level with it. You know, Pavs has to handle a little more pressure than I do. I only have to shoot once, so. Yeah, he made it easy on me. I didn't, you know, there wasn't much pressure. He'd made the first two saves, and I just had to pick a move and go with it.
Andre says he doesn't like the shootout, and he's made that clear over the last couple of years. Are there other guys in the room that maybe aren't so favorable to it?
I think it's one of those things that if you're winning those games, you're a little more in favor of the shootout, and when you're losing, you're not so much. So, you know, unfortunately for Pavs, he doesn't have much of a choice.
You guys are 3-1 in the shootout this year. A lot more success than you've had in past years. What's the difference?
I don't know if there's any secret, really. I mean, we're scoring goals. I guess that helps. Obviously, Pavs comes up with some big games or big saves to help us out. But we've had some key goals, too.
You're 1-3-4, and yet your power player's mired in a 1-for-44 slump. Does it make you wonder how good this team could be if you ever untied that hand from behind your back?
Yeah, I mean, we realize it's still we're – that's something we need to get better at, and you know, I have thought we've had some good looks and we've created some offense off it. It's just a matter of, you know, starting to put the puck in.
Yeah, I've asked the question elsewhere. Is there a sense of increased urgency when you're mired in a slump like that, or would that be counterproductive because then you would be pressing?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's counterproductive. I think you know, confidence is a big thing, especially with your power play. You know, you seem to, when you have success, you know, all it takes a little bit of success, and you find, and for whatever reason, the pucks start going in, or you start making the plays you need to make. But you know, we haven't been good enough in our power play, and I think it's a reason we have lost a few games this year too.
And yet you've been winning lately. So what does that say?
Well, I mean, I guess our 5-on-5 play has been a lot better, but you know, at the end of the day, I think you make it a lot easier on yourself. You take advantage of those opportunities.